The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought you were going to bring us back, but...
I thought you were going to bring us back. Maybe started coughing.
Excuse me. Maybe that was a miscommunication there. 4 o'clock. Gwen versus the fans coming up. 833-288-0973. Scrabe mentioned we were talking about live mascots. Thankfully, yes. You know, Jurassic Park isn't real and there's no raptor. I could see us having a live raptor. Yeah, for sure. Trying to have one.
Can you imagine trying to shoot a free throw and then? Oh, the raptor's acting up again.
Yeah, that would be all bad. Lion, don't need one of those.
No, I do.
Diamondbacks don't need that.
What are some other? Like, I can get down with an oriole. Very sweet.
Yeah,
beautiful,
I mean, a bird. Yeah, but for sure.
What about some other ones?
I'm just saying the ones that could make us prey, you know, that could be our predator.
Jaguars.
Yeah. Another one. Don't necessarily need to have one.
The rays.
They have those.
Yeah, but they're scary.
They're in the water. What are they doing?
You're the one that's scared of the water the most.
But I'm not in the water. I'm just there participating at a baseball game at that point.
True.
I'm not diving into the little... aquarium they have.
You're not snorkeling in the Rays aquarium?
That one's not as worrisome.
I heard that the Rays checked in on Juan Soto. So
that is...
I'm not kidding.
I definitely don't believe that. That is fake news right there.
It would never.
Wouldn't they be like the historic signing? Like they've never signed anybody like that before.
They're like, hey, you want to come play here for $100 million?
Yeah, exactly.
No? Okay.
That's exactly what that sounds like. All right, let's get to some games here.
All right. It's Tony versus the fans. Today you are going to be playing. Actually, we have a new prize today. You will win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's San Diego State football game against New Mexico at Snapdragon Stadium. Grab tickets at GoAztecs.com. That's right. It's tomorrow, Friday night game. So that's what you're playing for.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Tony gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Tony gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time
player,
let us know before you get into the game and you will get that first question for free today. Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. All right, let's get to the game. Let's get our first contestant. We're going to go with Jacob. Hello, Jacob. How are you?
What's going on?
Not too much. You ready to play?
How are you, Jacob?
I sure am. Shout out to my dad, Wally. He's a big-time listener.
No. Shout out to Wally. Thank you for listening, sir. All right,
I don't know why I was expecting him to respond.
I got
to
be the answer.
All right, Jacob, here we go.
First time, sorry.
Oh, he's a
first time player.
Second question for you. Jacob. Who appeared in the most regular season games for the Padres in 2024?
Manny Machado.
Sorry about that, but stay right there.
I think that would be Mr. Profar.
Sorry about that,
I think it was like
Jacob.
158.
Thank you for playing. Thanks, call again soon. Yeah, it was like 158. It shocked me when I looked at the top because
yeah, he did. I can't remember. I think he came out. He missed one game with his knee tendonitis, but I think that was really he very, very rarely missed a game.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go to our next contestant, Juan.
What's up, Juan?
What's going on, boys?
Not Chill, too much. You ready to play?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Who is the manager of the San Francisco Giants?
Bob Melvin.
Bob Melvin is correct.
All right. Dang, I don't even have Jerickson on here anymore.
What? Where?
On the roster. He's a free agent, so cold. I can't even go back and look. Go ahead. Sorry.
Question number two. Which Padre player hit the home run that put the Padres ahead of the Cubs after being down 8 runs earlier in the year?
I think it was Solano.
Solano. Stay there.
This was a game at home, correct?
Correct.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Sorry about that, Juan. Thank you for playing. Try playing again soon. It was Fernando. That was a great home run.
It was. Padres had some comeback magic against the Cubs a couple times this year.
That's true. Usually the Cubs give them a little bit of a hard time. Tony's about to sneeze. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We will go to Mark in San Diego. Hello, Mark.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Not too bad. Mark. You ready to play?
Hey, I got a quick question for you. If I've only ever done the tiebreaker, am I still a first-time player?
You are indeed.
A first-time player. We let you save those, so here we go, Mark. Question number two. It's a question of which Padre is this. I have a career 289 batting average, and I spent most of my career with one team in the American League. What Padre am I?
Xander Bogaerts.
That's correct. Nice
good
job.
Good answer.
Yes, here we go.
This was 158, by the way.
158. Wow, yes. That's pretty good. Right on top of him. Here we go. Third question to you, Mark. Ooh, how many games was the Padres' longest win streak in 2024?
An exact number, huh?
I do.
Eight.
Stay there. I gave Tony nothing.
I believe the number was 6.
Sorry, Mark. It was. Thank you for playing, Mark.
Play again.
I did these questions because I figured you would have a pretty good shot of knowing these, but you do have a better memory than I think.
I do actually do these games.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You remember everything about these games. Let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to Francisco.
Hello, Francisco.
Hi, guys. My name is Don, and I'm here with my dad, and I'm a first-time player.
First-time player!
Do you say your name was Don or Dom?
Don.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Your first time playing, so we're going to go to question number two. Who is leading the NBA right now in scoring average?
After a whopping 6 games?
Yep.
I don't know. It's go with Jason Tatum.
It's really hard to eliminate a kid. A young man, I should say.
Is it? Ooh. Anthony Davis was leading it the other day, but he didn't play, and it's very little games. Let's go Kevin Durant.
KD. Nice.
Was it Anthony Davis?
It's Anthony Davis.
Dang, I should have went with it. You're on to the next round.
Yeah, I looked into it because he didn't play, but Jason Tatum, I think, is third on that list. So you guys weren't too far off there. All right, third. You get this right, or Tony gets it wrong, and you are getting those Aztec tickets. Among Padres relievers in 2024, who pitched the most innings?
That's a hard one. The most innings. Who you got?
I don't really know.
We'll go with... Tanner Scott.
Tanner Scott. Stay there.
Now, to be clear, it's as a Padre.
Yes.
Because Tanner Scott came like in August.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right.
So I would guess Robert Suarez?
I'm so sorry. I know. I really wanted you guys to win. Why don't you call back again and we'll get you guys playing, okay? Next time.
Okay.
Thanks again, guys.
All right, thank you. See how disappointed
so
they are, Tony?
So close.
When you eliminate them, you're...
Listen, that one was, you know, that's one of my easier ones right there. He was there the whole year. Like, he didn't get hurt.
I know. He didn't, you're right. He never
Padres
went on the
won
IL.
A boatload of games.
All right, we're running out of questions, but we'll continue
to
forge on.
Yes, I love when you run out of questions.
And I just restocked them this morning. Let's go to Eric in Chula Vista. Hello, Eric.
What's up, guys? How you doing, players?
What's
good?
You ready to go?
Hey, sorry. I've been trying to call in, but yesterday was the one-week anniversary of your greatest show ever, Tony. I just wanted to say congratulations.
Which show was that?
Last Wednesday when Scravy missed.
Yes, indeed it was.
One more thing. If you're doing the questions, Tony, who's checking the facts?
I'm actually doing the answers. Oh, well, that's a good question, Scravy.
I'm sorry, yeah. Since you're doing the, yeah, you're usually doing...
Scravy, is anybody
checking the facts?
Who's
checking Scravy? We got to have somebody checking him.
Hey, Eric, trust me. Everybody checks me out
Eric
there.
Is
I
on
get
point
DMs.
Today.
I get DMs at the wall.
Oh, in the chat.
I'm not a cheater, Scravy.
Good.
And he's got the chat, too. The chat is always keeping him in line here.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're good.
All yeah. Right. Let's go. Let's do this, Scravy.
Tony's rubbing his hands together, ready to go. Eric, Skip Schumacher managed what MLB team last season?
Oh, man. I'll say the Mets.
The who?
The Mets. Looks like we're headed to a tiebreaker here, because Skip managed the Miami Marlins last year and the year before.
Sorry, Eric.
You're not sorry, Scravy.
That's true. That's very true. Thank you for being honest.
Eric's definitely an everyday listener.
He definitely is. Definitely
You're
is.
Not sorry.
I was going to tell him I was happy, but. All right, we're going to tiebreaker. I need a player.
I got one for you.
Okay, who?
Dickie Thon.
Sorry? Dickie? Like
D-I-C-K-Y.
Like the underwear?
Thon. T-H-O-N.
Oh, no G at the end.
No, not thong.
So this
thon.
Isn't like, who is
Dickie
that guy?
Thon, man. Just put
Cisco.
It down.
Let me see that.
Please stop.
Let me get my next contestant. Let's go with Kevin in Oceanside. Hello, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Tony, I still want to tell you about the interaction I had with your dad years ago, but I never seem to get to tell you. But anyways, go ahead.
Hey, next time we do something out and about, if you can make it, we'll be happy to listen. Tony will be happy to listen.
All right, here we go.
I'm hip. Thank you.
All right, here we go. The tiebreaker. I'm going to ask Tony for a number. He's going to give the number, and then you, Kevin, are going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower. So, Tony, how many hits did Dickie Thon have in his career?
How many years did he play? Give my Chris Ello on.
Good question. 15.
15 years. I would say Dickie Thon probably didn't get 100 hits a year. How about 950?
950. Kevin, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Oof. 950. I think he's right. I don't think he got 100 a year. I'm going to go lower.
Lower. Sorry, Kevin.
What was
Sorry.
The actual number?
Actual number, pretty close. 1,176.
Okay. All
right. So not too bad. You're doing a good job at the Chris Ello thing right now. Let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to Greg. Greg just hung up. Let's go to Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Ryan?
There's a lot of fun people on the phone today.
Yeah, I like
today.
It. Energy's high.
All right. You're playing tiebreaker, Ryan. Stay right there. Tony, how many times did... Let me start this over. How many doubles did he have in his career?
You said he had 1,193 hits?
1,176.
1,176. I'm going to say 92 doubles.
92 doubles. All right, Ryan, is the actual answer higher or lower than 92?
I'm going to go higher.
Higher. There you go.
Nice work.
Ryan, stay right there.
How many doubles do you have in this career?
101 more. 193.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go.
Never heard of Dickie Thon.
He played for
before.
The Padres 1 year.
He did. Let me. And it was a pretty good year.
I think it was.
Yeah. Never mind. His WAR was 2.2. That's what I looked at first.
No, that WAR.
He only played 95 games, but yeah.
All right. Nice work. Hang on the line, Scraby. We'll get to you as we go to break. When we come back, Gwen and Chris's NFL Pick'em sends us off to Thursday Night Football. More Gwen and Chris. Here's some traffic.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
For 21, Ravens Bengals follows. Thursday Night Football right here on 97.3 The Fan. Ravens, 6.5-point favorites, I believe. Or is it 7.5?
We did 6, but maybe it's changed.
Yeah, 6-point favorites. You will find out about our picks right now.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off. Playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks. And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Gwen and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
Sorry, Scraby, I had to hijack you here because I looked at the clock and it said 4:22, and I just wanted to make sure we get these picks in.
No, you're absolutely correct in doing that. I just got to say one thing real quick. People ask me what that quote is from, the pride and the power. Cool Runnings. I see pride. I see power. That's a great movie.
Great flick.
All right, let's see what Chris said. He didn't give us a score. Oh, no. He didn't give us, like, a score update. But
He did. NFL Pick'em Tony up 62-44.
Oh, there it is.
We had to do our picks through the phone because, obviously, he's not here.
Yes, and so here we go. You had the first choice, I believe.
No, Chris has the first
choice.
Why
is my thing all... Oh, okay.
There you go. I got to scroll a little further up there, buddy.
He put it in a very weird text. He had many different subjects in one text.
His ADHD was definitely ping-ponging as he was writing this one.
It's not in this text. No, wait, it's right there. All right, so Chris's first pick is the Chiefs for 3 points, and the Chiefs are playing on the road at Denver.
At home.
Oh, that's another thing that Chris does. He doesn't put the home team on the right.
The capitalized... team is the home team.
God, why is he so annoying?
Miniature letters are the away team.
He has so many weird things about himself.
I actually kind of like this part that he does right here because it just forces you to lock in.
All right.
So, yes, Kansas City, 7.5-point favorites over Denver. He took them with his 3-point pick. Then it came to TG. Yeah. I went with the Chargers.
Chargers, gold.
That's my 3-point pick. They are also 7.5-point favorites at home against the Titans.
All right. I didn't go with anyone. Chris went with my 49ers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming off of a bye. The 49ers are 6-point favorites in this one. So that's his 2-point pick.
They are, of course, on the road in the small letters SF.
And he even types them. Oh, no, you were the one. I was like, he even typed some small letters when he responds.
I'm trying to keep up with it. My 2-point pick is a road team. Minnesota on the road at Jacksonville, 6.5-point favorites. They're my number 2 pick.
And then Chris's number 1 pick is going to be the Baltimore Ravens tonight over the Cincinnati Bengals at 6 points. The Baltimore is home.
My last pick will be the Chicago Bears. They're at home against New England Patriots. They're a 7-point favorite. Now to the upsets where I have dominated all season long. Chris goes with?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Does he realize
that Trevor Lawrence isn't looking good to play?
I don't know if he realizes it or not. But
or he
that's
cares.
That could possibly be an 8-point swing because that's my 2-point pick. So he can make some ground. Of course, I'm going to double up with the Carolina Panthers. I picked them last week to get the upset. They pulled it off. I think this one sets up good. They're going up against the New York Football Giants in Germany. I think this could be another upset for the Carolina Panthers. Maybe Bryce Young gets another win.
Well, that would be insane. We've already talked about this, but the more I think about that matchup, poor Germany. That is a bad matchup.
You're trying to promote the game. You send your two probably the worst teams in the league.
That's not a good way to grow the game. No. Is when those two teams are out there. But maybe they'll have a great game.
They know something we don't.
And they should have done this game last week. I've been complaining about that for 2 straight days. The time change last week. Everybody had time. They were up, ready to go. And they didn't do it last week. I don't know. I don't understand the info.
There's the music. There's our time. Thursday Night Football follows Ravens Bengals. Back at it tomorrow. Just Chris and Scraby for half. And then...
For one hour,
and then Sam Levitt will join.
Yes, for the rest of the show. You have a nice long weekend, Tony. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
You guys have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.